kitchen. It had to go, the sunless kitchen, ceiling streaked yellow down the years from Dad's roll-ups. His gnarled fingers pinched a pencil stub as he mulled over the mail crossword in the table lamplight. It was a collaborative effort, and we filled in the gaps where we could. And Mum, in a headscarf at the stove, a maelstrom of chopping, frying and shouting, "Keep the door shut, darling, keep the smoke in." She sprinkled love into the pan, but the oil sizzled way beyond the smoke point, making us splutter. Over time, a sticky layer of grease settled on the Tyrolean jug lady, the tinkling cowbell, and the fridge magnets. And now the light floods in to my new open-plan home. It's a cool, heritage-inspired kitchen where spotlights pick out flecks of pink marble and cast the dove-grey units in a soft glow. Engineered oak floorboards smell the forest, replace the fault-lined linoleum. Glass hatch out, breakfast bar in, complete with three rustic high stools. It's called a shaker kitchen. Shaking Quakers, second coming. Dad would have laughed his head off.